This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
We welcome you back to the Holiday Bowl. Huskers taking on the USC Trojans here in San Diego. And as always, we are delighted to be joined by University of Nebraska Interim President Jim Linder. Jim, great to have you with us. Happy holidays. And I know you have a special guest with us here today.
Thank you, Greg. Today I'm joined by Dr. Jeff Gold, Chancellor of the University of Nebraska Medical Center and Chair of the Board of Nebraska Medicine. Both UNMC and Nebraska Medicine have been in the news worldwide in recent months, thanks to their groundbreaking education, clinical care, and research in the face of the Ebola outbreak.
Jeff, it's great to have you with us here at halftime. Can you tell us about UNMC's role as a world leader in combating this Ebola virus?
Well, thanks, Greg, and thanks for the opportunity to be with you during the halftime. Before I talk about our role, I'd like to just take a minute and just underscore the tragedy that's occurring in West Africa and the literally thousands and thousands of citizens whose lives have been changed, both due to, of course, the infection and the deaths of their families, friends, and loved ones, but also the fear and the economic changes that affect almost every family in that part of the world. And our hearts and our prayers go out to them, particularly during this holiday season. University of Nebraska Medical Center, shortly after the 9/11 tragedies, became very interested in biocontainment. This was on the heels of the anthrax scares and other weaponized biologic agents at that time. And so a 10-bed unit was built at the very top of University Tower to provide a safe and secure place for the management of patients with highly infectious agents.
Yeah, expound on that some more about the role that the university and just developed itself to become a leader in the world in this area.
Well, not only did we build that unit, but we stood up a team of individuals, nurses, physicians, pharmacists, therapists, others, who worked together with our facilities people to care for patients with highly infectious communicable diseases. You know, we all read in the newspapers about H5N1 flu, SARS, and, of course, most recently, Ebola. But what has distinguished the University of Nebraska Medical Center and Nebraska Medicine is that we stood up a team of individuals who had a dedicated focus in this area. They were all volunteers, and they practiced, they drilled. They developed protocols and procedures for the care of these patients, for their isolation, to not only provide state-of-the-art care for these individual infections, but also to provide a very safe environment for the staff and for our community so that these infectious agents are managed in a way that allows patients to recover as best as possible, and we do know these are life-threatening diseases, but also at the same time to keep our staff and our community safe.
Let's look to the future. What's ahead? What do you have plans for down the road?
Well, we've been working very closely with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, with the Department of Defense, with STRATCOM, with Health and Human Services, to build the policies and procedures for the care of patients with Ebola, and to educate a number of very prestigious academic medical centers across the United States on the care of Ebola patients. You know, we have approximately 600 hospitals and hospital systems that have reached out to us for care and information. What do we do with a patient in the emergency room? If we want to open a unit, how do we want to do that? So in the last several weeks, we've had institutions such as the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins visiting with us to take our core course in biocontainment. And we've had teams of individuals travel across the United States to help the CDC and to work with Emory University to stand up these new units.
Wow, Jeff, this is really exciting and groundbreaking things that are going on here at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. And Jim, let's come back to you. And I know, get your thoughts about the work that UNMC is doing.
Well, I'd like to underscore the fact, really, that all four campuses of the university are dedicated to improving the health of Nebraskans. And this ranges from early childhood to dealing with a very complex issue like Dr. Gold summarized with the Ebola outbreak. So our campuses work together on issues like biomedical engineering, bioinformatics, and health science education, such as a new unit that's coming up live at Kearney. So we're very proud of everyone at the university who contributes to improving the health of Nebraskans, just as we're proud of the young men who are playing on the field tonight. It's an example of what people can do in Nebraska when they choose to put their mind to it.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for being a part of our halftime throughout the year. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. It's been a great year, and I look forward to the amazing things we'll see in 2015.
Great. And Jeff, same to you. Happy New Year to you. Thank you for being a part of our show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, and go Huskers.
Great. We have more halftime festivities coming up from San Diego next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.